Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Walkies, walkies, come on, little puppy. We're going round the block, so it's time to saddle uppy. Gonna pound the pavement, strut the streets. Gonna pick up poo, gonna lap up treats. Gonna get back home, gonna fall asleep. But a what if you've got itchy feet? And a what if you just can't sit still? Cause you're a little pooch with a massive skill. And you've got some moves that you want to show. Cause you flip and you jump and you roll and you throw. And you know no end to your ability. Welcome, my friends, to Dog Agility. Dog Agility. Tegan Smith is a dog handler from Precision Agility Academy in KCC Park in Skye. Good morning, Tegan.
Good morning, Sammy. How are you?
I'm great. Can I please talk to your dog?
She's asleep at the moment, but you can try.
What's her name?
Pippin.
How old's Pippin?
She's 8 years old.
What type of dog?
That's a good question. She's a mystery. She's a rescue. We got her when she was 10 months old, so we don't really know, but she kind of looks like a black Jack Russell.
A black Jack Russell-esque dog. And at what age, Tegan, did you think you're more than an average dog?
Well, it was actually interesting. She was very scared when I first got her. We started doing obedience training at the local obedience club, and we sort of finished the basic obedience that you do as a pet owner. And they said, if you want to keep training, there's a few options, and the things to choose from included more obedience and a different type of obedience called Rallyo, and then there was agility. And the agility people just looked like they were having so much fun.
And your
so
dog's
I joined
looking at you,
them.
Please don't do more dog obedience. Just pick the fun one.
And she just loves it. So it's been great.
So how do you start off in, like, so I also did dog obedience classes and pretty much flunked out of it. My dog's not a social creature. So when you turned up to the first dog agility session, what are the first sort of things that they make your dog do?
So you sort of break it down into really small parts, and you start doing exercises like teaching them to turn tightly and the feel of what an obstacle would feel like under them. Because if you can imagine a dog walk, it's rubberized contact. So they've got to walk across it. So getting them used to that feeling, getting them used to the environment, going through tunnels. You just do the little stuff to start with before you do the big, exciting stuff.
And at any point along the way, can you be kicked out of the group because other dogs are, like, progressing more quickly?
No, you don't get kicked out. You just might not progress as fast. So there's different levels, and everyone comes in as a novice, and you get a certain number of passes to go up to the next level, which is excellent. So it just means if you're not getting your passes, you just stay a novice, which is still just as much fun.
Okay,
the dog doesn't know.
at novice level, I'm thinking like maybe little tunnels and things the dogs to go through, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, there's agility and there's jumping. There's two different types of competition. Mm-hmm. So agility has the obstacles and the weave poles, and as well as jumps and tunnels. And jumping just has the jumps and the tunnels. So you can do compete in both. My dog competes in both, so it's really good. Jumping's a good place to start.
When it comes to a competition, you're saying competing. Obviously, it's any breed versus any breed. They're not like cut up into size categories or anything.
There are size categories for most competitions. It's in your size category. So my dog is what we call 300. She jumps at 300 millimeters, which is the second smallest of the height categories, and they go all the way up to the highest they'll jump at is 600. The most common would be 500, which is you can imagine like border collies, kelpies, that sort of size. Medium dog would jump at that height.
And the 500, is that referring to what, 500 or mils or 50 centimetres?
Yeah, far the jump is off the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does Pippa know she's in a competition when she's doing it?
I think she knows a little bit because I probably act a little bit differently to training. That's the hardest thing, is trying to get the human to relax and just act like the competition is the same as a normal day. Often you see dogs freak out because the handler's a bit shaken when they go in because they're taking it so seriously, but you get used to it.
Leaning down and whispering in her ear, I have everything riding on this, Pippin, don't you?
Exactly.
I'm speaking to, and you are listening to, Tegan Smith, a dog handler from Precision Agility Academy. Tegan, are you also in the business, and I take it, of training others as well?
I have done instructing before, mm-hmm. But it's not my day job, no. I just volunteer with that.
But as far as this actual, the competitions and things go, they're not all based in one place, are they? Do you actually travel around with them?
Oh, definitely travel around. There's some amazing excuses to go to country Victoria. So one of my favourite places to go is Warrnambool. They often tie their dog trial to a long weekend, so we get the extra time to drive there from Melbourne. And it's just a great excuse to visit the country clubs and see different parts of the state.
If Pippin were to, I don't know how to put this, let's in 10 years' time, we can agree Pippin will not be alive. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah.
What's the next dog you'd get? If you were trying to supercharge your dog agility credentials, is there one particular breed that is actually the best at this?
The breed that's best known for it is the Border Collie. Mm-hmm. It's pretty... I'm very undecided on what dog I would get after Pip, but, it's... The Border Collie is the most common agility dog, yeah.
I have a 12-year-old dog from the pound as well, so I can speak... I'm speaking almost from my own experience, but I suspect mine will not... nearly win as many medals as Pippin has. When's your next meet? Did COVID sort of muck things up for you in person?
Yes, definitely. We haven't competed in over 12 months, mm-hmm. but the next competition is actually my own club's hosting one, and it's on the 20th of February. So soon.
And where can people head if they want to jump online and find out more info, or they're thinking, hey, this could be a good way of getting out and about with my dog, where can they check out more info?
Yeah, if they want to look at clubs that are around, you can go on to agilitytrials.info, and there's a club section that tells you the clubs in Victoria that do dog agility.
Tegan Smith, and to Sleeping Pippin, thank you so much for joining Into Club today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.